This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Tabitha Palmer, T-A-B-I-T-H-A-P-A-L-M-E-R. Date of birth 03-16-2000. Date of appointment 12-16-2024. Requesting physician Mahmood Khan, M-A-H-M-O-O-D-K-H-A-N. Dear Dr. Khan, I have the pleasure of seeing Tabitha Palmer today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 24-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who involved in a motor vehicle accident in December 2023. She was T-boned from driver's side door. Her car was spinned 2 times and then hit the pole, period. Does not remember what happened to her in the car, but her neck was swollen black and blue. She went to the primary care doctor after 2 hours and then was sent to the emergency room, period. She was seen by spine surgeon and had MRI of the C-spine, MRI of the thoracic spine, and MRI of the T-spine. Now she is having pain on the left side of the head, which radiates to the left side of the neck, left shoulder, and then to the fourth and fifth finger of the left hand. It becomes numb and having pain, having some weakness also. She's having low back pain and feet also go numb a lot. Right side is fine, period. She's having headache on the left side 3 times per week, sharp, pulsating, no nausea, no vomiting, with photophobia, with phonophobia, with dizziness. Past medical history, panic attack, depression, anxiety. Past surgical history, none. Allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, risperidone, nicotine, olanzapine, lorazepam, sulandac, gabapentin, medroxy, progesterone, valacyclovir. Social history, she vapes, does not drink alcohol, she uses weeds, she does not work, she is single, lives with the father of the 2 kids. Family is the mother alive, father alive and healthy, 1 sister and 2 brother alive and healthy. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having headache, lightheadedness, numbness, tingling, weakness, depression, anxiety. Physical examination, blood pressure 110 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16. Lungs, gilliard, auscultation, heart, S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen, soft bowel sound, present neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cirrhosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3. Speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination. Strength 545, deep tender reflexes 204, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 24-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, post-traumatic migraine. Number two, left-sided cervical radiculopathy, probably CAT1. Number three, lumbar radiculopathy. Number four, left-sided carpal tunnel syndrome. Number five, back pain. Number six, depression. Number seven, anxiety. Number eight, history of motor vehicle accident. Next paragraph. She already had MRI of the C-spine, thoracic spine, and lumbar spine. I will get the report. I would like to order EMG of the upper and lower extremities. She may need physical therapy if not done before. I would like to see her back in my office when all these tests will be done. She might need separate medication for migraine. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.